Yes, sir. What is going on, y'all? Happy Tuesday to everybody. And welcome to the Coach Cool Podcast for episode number 142, where we are going to be chopping it up about ego and comfort today. And how when I think of those two things, they go hand in hand a lot of the time. And not comfort in a sense of a comfy bed or a nice car, but comfort in a different sense. And how ego is kind of built on or torn down depending on the comfort level that you find yourself in different avenues of your life. So I'm really excited for you guys to hear this one today. First solo session in a while. So let's get it going on the Coach Cool Podcast. Again, episode 142, comfort equals ego. Let's get it, y'all. Boom, and we are live. It is great to be back with you guys doing a solo episode. It's been a few weeks since I have done so. Whether it was because Nick having me on his podcast yesterday or last week talking to the five different guests that I had on, some really, really, really cool conversations and perspectives were brought to the fold with those talks. And it has most certainly stimulated a lot of thought in my own mind. Picked up a new book last week too, so there's a lot going on there and just my own thoughts running crazy in general. I think the stuff that we're going to talk about today and moving forward throughout this week is going to be new. It's going to be fresh, and I think you guys are going to like it and gravitate towards it a little bit. At least that is my hope. So looking forward to sharing this stuff with you guys, starting off with today and in the coming days as well. So with that, let's hop right into our conversation, our topic of today, which is going to be comfort and how comfort can lead to ego, or if you want to flip those things around, how ego can lead to comfort. And I got this idea last week when I was talking to my boy Nico, talking about uncomfortable situations and how you have to put yourself in these if you want to find growth. And it really got me thinking about my own life and my friend's life and family and just different people that I've been able to be around at different points in my life, whether they were pretty egotistical, maybe they weren't. They were kind of in this middle ground. And I started to try to think of commonalities with all these different people. And what really hit me hard and smacked me hard was the commonality of ego and what kind of drives that. And why is that going to be present in some people versus others and whatnot? So again, thinking about these different commonalities with these different people and kind of that sliding scale of how I would kind of identify them as maybe egotistical or not or average was comfort. And what I mean by that is this, is if we are continuously putting ourselves in uncomfortable situations where we are always challenging ourselves, we're always seeing where we stand, whether it is against ourselves, against other people, in situations, what have you, if we're always putting ourselves in these types of environments, there's going to be no place for ego, right? Because if I'm always competing, I'm always striving for more, I can't just settle on my own, you know, substance of what I currently am, because when I am competing against outside forces or maybe internal forces, it's going to show me who I am. And there's always going to be somebody out there who's bigger and better than you. Or maybe they're better looking or they're smarter, whatever. So this uncomfortable situations quite literally breaks down that ego, because you are now witnessing with your own eyes, maybe, oh, I'm not that good, or oh, here's where I have to work on, or here's what I have to work on, or all these different things, because you're seeing it for yourself. Like, no, I'm not as good as I thought I was. Or maybe if you are persevering through these challenges, great. Maybe I am as good as I thought I was, or I am pretty up to par in regards to, you know, my own perspective on myself. But I think more times than not, we're not going to do that because other perspectives kind of come into play, other challenges come into play, other skill sets, and you can identify for yourself, oh, here's where I stand, here's where I can get better. And the only way we can find that stuff out for ourselves is through uncomfortable situations, right? So let's think about the flip side of this thing. If I'm always comfortable, and I'm not talking about a comfy bed, I'm not talking about a comfy chair, or I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about comfort in terms of who we are and just kind of accepting ourselves as such. And if we're always putting ourselves around people that are kind of reaffirming what we already think we are, that's not challenging myself. And you can rest on that. And if that's all you're surrounded by, then that's when ego and pride continue to build, and you think that you're probably something you're not, because now you're just surrounded in environments that aren't challenging you. They're not pushing you. And I'm not saying this has to be an everyday 24/7 occurrence, but maybe it is when I go work out or when I study or when I'm having a conversation with somebody. Like, surround yourself with people or put yourself in situations that are going to push back against that a little bit. Because if you're just always reaffirmed or solidified or just kind of take yourself as you are now, growth is never going to be found. And when growth stops being found, ego builds, comfort builds, and I just kind of accept it and it is what it is. But that's not the point of life. That's not the point of trying to fight against ego and pride, is by remaining cut. Like, that's just not what's going to kind of push you in that right direction. So when I think about egotistical people, I think about comfort sometimes. Or when I think about people who are humble or they have a lot of humility or they embody these different characteristics, they're challenging themselves. They recognize their shortcomings. And that doesn't mean they're thinking less of themselves, right? I think they're still very confident people, but they're also critical of themselves as well. I know who I am. I know what I stand on. Okay. There's always going to be room to grow. You know, if we can surround ourselves with people and environments that will maintain that perspective, then growth is going to be found and ego is going to kind of be knocked down a little bit. And that reminds me of a quote that our defensive back coach in college used to provide to us, Coach Harlan Barnett, fantastic human being, fantastic coach. Just one of those dudes that when he speaks, you most assuredly listen. It doesn't matter if he was your coach or not. He just has that presence about him. And very simply put, he used to say, be humble or be humbled, right? So to me, what I took that as is you can either put yourselves in these situations to humble yourself, realize where you are coming short or whatever, or you can be humbled by outside factors, by somebody else knocking you out in a football game or, you know, thinking you're all this smart, this, but then you go off to college and realize you're not. Well, now you're being humbled instead of humbling yourself at the beginning of this whole situation. So just put yourself in situations where you're going to be able to humble yourself. Uncomfortable situations will do so. And I think you're going to be a lot better off. So once again, comfort equals ego, or maybe ego equals comfort. But to kind of flip that on its head, uncomfortable situations results in humility. Uncomfortable situations or people around you results in being humble. And I think if we can fight for that, a lot of good can come out of that perspective, and we're going to find ourselves in a much better spot. Okay. So with that, happy Tuesday to everybody. Humble yourself first before somebody else has to, right? And we do so by sinking those uncomfortable situations. Okay. So y'all have a fantastic day. Hope that makes sense. I've got a new little room in here that we're doing this stuff with this week. So I'm changing up the scenery for those of you who are watching. And those of you who are listening, I hope you guys continue to find value with this stuff as well. So seek a challenge, seek that humble nature, seek that humble perspective, and we'll see you guys back here tomorrow, okay? God bless. Coach Coob.
Hey, y'all. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode and just listening to the podcast in general. It means the absolute world to me that you guys choose to take time out of your day and your busy lives to listen to me. And the perspectives that I offer and the challenges that I give out and the conversations with the guests that I have on this show. And I very much hope it's bringing some sort of value into your life and you're finding benefit from these conversations and from these perspectives. And if you are one of those people, whether you've listened once or you've listened to all the episodes, I'm going to ask you right now if you feel so compelled to leave a rating and to leave a review, whether it's on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or however you choose to listen to this show, I would very much appreciate that, because that's how growth happens. That's how I can continue to learn and understand this thing from your guys' ears, not just my mouth, but make this thing more of a two-way street. And the more ratings and the more reviews we get, the bigger growth we can find and the more people we can reach with this thing as well. So again, if you feel so compelled, if you feel like this thing has brought value, I would very much appreciate that. Okay. But with that, I'm going to leave you guys for the day. And as always, I really, really appreciate you guys. And God bless. Coach Coop.